Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Some breaking news in the past hour now. The trial of Irishman Sean Binder in Greece. Sean Binder is 28 and from Kerry, has been facing up to 8 years in prison after he was arrested on the island of Lesbos 5 years ago, along with other rescue volunteers who'd been helping a search and rescue organisation there. Grace O'Sullivan, Green Party MEP for Ireland South, has been part of a campaign of support for Sean Binder, and she joins me on the line now. So Grace, in the past hour or so, the judge in this case has recommended annulment of some of the charges for the foreign defendants due to lack of translation. So what does that mean for the case?
So look, Claire, it's a good move really for Sean and Sara Mardini and the other 22 humanitarian workers. It looks like the minor charges, the misdemeanors, will be annulled, and on the basis that the prosecution essentially showed there were massive holes in the case. Key documents were not translated or were actually missing. And in some cases, it wasn't clear who the charges were referred to. So look, it's a good move today. As you said, I mean, this case has been going on since August 2018. So it looks like today now that Sean and the others, that these will be wiped and they will be able to move forward.
But this only covers the lesser charges. Is that right, Grace?
That's right. They still face felony charges for accusations like espionage. So these ones haven't even been investigated. They're really there's really a way to go yet on those. However, what the defendants are doing right now, Claire, as I speak, is they are arguing to also have the felony charges dropped. So look, it's step one on the road today in terms of the minor charges.
And you've been in touch with them this morning, with Sean, and we know there's 23 other people as well involved in this case. How are they feeling this morning given this news?
Well, look, it's positive today. Claire, I'm just back from Lesbos. I was there on Tuesday to witness the proceedings. So there is a sense of relief on this Friday that it looks like they'll be able to walk away and this part of it will be over. But I suppose the big thing here, Claire, is that these charges, to my mind, they're political. They're intended to instill a climate of fear and intimidation amongst the humanitarians who are working with refugees in Greece. So even though today seems like it'll be a good day for Sean and the others, nevertheless, the whole issue around migration, as you spoke about earlier, is highly contentious.
All right, I see I'm just flashing here on the wires that the UN calls for all charges to be dropped in that trial, in the migrant rescuer trial in Greece. So we'll keep an eye on how that develops over the course of the day. Grace, thanks very much for that update. Grace O'Sullivan, Ireland South Green MEP. Coming up next, Keir Starmer, the British Labour Party leader, tells Rishi Sunak it's time to rein in the Brexit purity cult, as he called them, in the Conservative Party. That's after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.